All right, Justin Bogle, nice work, man. Now, look, we've seen you win in Denver. So the first moto, you did it again. Nice job. I was impressed with your second moto. You got in the lead right away, and you didn't hold it, but I guess that was the mentality, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was a little frustrated with that. My riding wasn't up to par those first few laps, but a little tight, whatever. Once Tomac and Baggett got me, I settled back in, and I was able to actually stay pretty close to him for a while, yeah. And then
there was a couple of laps that were shady, but or shaky. But you dropped your second again, like you dropped your times again.
Yeah. So I struggled for a few laps, and then I got back in a groove, and we were good. But man, I struggled bad with lappers. I don't know what I was doing out there, but man, I struggled.
I think a lot of guys did. I know it cost J Martin one of the sections too, big time.
Yeah, that man, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know. I mean, I was lapped plenty of times in Supercross, honestly. Embarrassing to say, but yeah. I was.
Yeah.
I always see the blue flag, but it's a pretty one-line track, you know? Yeah. It's tough to just get out of the way. I get it.
You're my sixth guy or something I've interviewed. Everyone said, hey, it's really tough to pass. It's one line. Baggett was like, I didn't like the way they prepped it either or scraped it, you know? So
I mean, it was tough, but I mean, it rained a lot, dude. Yep. So it was better than I expected, and it was raceable, so we'll take it. And obviously, I won today, yep. So I loved it.
Hey, so you won the Denver moto. Does today not happen without that Denver moto? Like, did that thing help you get today done?
I think so. Yeah. Obviously, you got to prove to yourself that you can do something, and then the confidence is there. But I mean, I struggled pretty bad after that as well. I haven't really had a great season, so
we all just thought Genie was working you too much.
Honestly, the transition down there is tough, dude. It's right. It's a lot harder than you think, and just the humidity and the heat.
Yeah.
By itself is tough to adjust to, so honestly I did struggle with that a bit, but getting over the hump and then riding that as long as I can has been good. And yeah, this win doesn't happen without me going there either, so 100%.
Before we let you go, a couple things. Your team folding up the end of the year, but you got him a win second last race. You know, Kenny won a title for him last year. That's cool.
It is, man. And I said it on the podium, I really love these guys. They put in so much work, and I feel like this is my first season. This feels like my rookie year. I didn't learn anything last year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot this year, grown closer with all these guys, and sad to see it end. It really is, but I'd like to end this thing with a bang for them because they never stopped putting in the work for me, even when I was doing terrible. So,
right.
You know, it's been good.
Yeah. Last thing, you don't have a ride next year, but your agent's already texting J-Bone after the moto. This thing couldn't have come at a better time when it comes to that, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we've discussed this before. You know, that stuff can stress you out pretty bad, especially like the way it goes these days. It's two rides are no longer. So it's tough when this is your whole entire life and job. So all I can do is go out there and just keep on keeping on, man. If I keep getting results, I'll get some. It'll work out.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You keep winning, it'll work out. Oh, one lower last thing. Trey Kennard, a buddy of yours, retired. I've asked a few people about it. What are your thoughts on Trey Kennard?
Trey is one of the most incredible people I've ever met.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this stuff doesn't happen for me in my entire career without Trey.
Yeah.
Especially back 2010, the year he won the outdoor title. I was riding with him every day. Me and Colt Nichols were riding with him every day, and he was putting in a good word for me with Ziggy because I was giving him fits. So. And honestly, he helped us out more than he ever had to. He watched me be an idiot learning Supercross. I actually punched out the window in my van at his house.
Yeah.
Gave me a talking to, told me, can't act that way.
Yeah.
And he's just been a really good influence and someone to look up to. And I've looked up to him my entire life.
Right.
I can't say enough good things about Trey because I tried emulating his career all the way through.
Yeah.
We had the same kind of steps at the end of amateurs. And man, great dude.
Man, it seemed like the guy never had a bad day, right?
Trey, man.
With all he's been through, you were always like, hey, can I get an interview? Hey, can we talk? He always had time.
That's the thing. He's just a really good dude. You know, there's not a lot of people like that out there that are just good people. So he was willing to help all of us, when I was living at Robbie's, helping all of us out more than he had to. So
awesome. Hey, congratulations. Nice job. Thank you.
Thanks.